Okay, our next speaker is Raj Shrestha from Ohio State University.
This afternoon, I would like to share our work on ecosystem carbon and nitrogen dynamics in reclaimed forest and pastoral land regions. Different than the earlier presentation on agri ecosystem. The coal area in the United States is about 3.2 million hectares, and out of which about 42,000 hectares is in Ohio, state's northern area. And potential sequestration in those reclaimed mine area ranges from about 0.2 megagram per hectare in forest to about 1 megagram per hectare in pasture land use. As you can see from this table, that most of carbon sequestration study in the reclaimed mine soil are focused on evaluating carbon sequestration in soil. But we think that we should evaluate carbon sequestration on ecosystem as a whole. So, but there are very few studies available which has focused carbon sequestration on ecosystem as a whole. So our objective for this study is to study the dynamics of ecosystem carbon and nitrogen in forest and pastoral land regions, and develop relationship between ecosystem carbon and nitrogen pools and its consequence. So for this study, we selected sites from four different counties from northern Ohio. And the age chrono sequence we selected ranges from recently reclaimed to 25 years old for forest as well as for grassland. These are some of the age chrono sequence sites for grassland use. And these are some of the selected sites for forest land use. The soil series of the study site was Morristown silty clay loam, and soil samples were collected from four different depths from 0 to 5, 5 to 15, 15 to 30, and 30 to 60 centimeter. And soil logging carbon was estimated by estimating coal carbon and inorganic carbon and subtracting from total carbon. Because mine soil, if you see here, contains a lot of inorganic carbon, which ranges from about 1 or 2% to 12% in forest soil, and about 10% to up to 40% in grassland. And my reclaimed soil also contains a lot of is contaminated with coal particles. Which ranges from nominal amount to up to 15% of total carbon. So this indicates that when we evaluate soil organic carbon sequestration in mine soil, we should also consider inorganic carbon and coal carbon to evaluate soil organic carbon in mine soil. So this figure shows soil organic carbon in forest and pastoral land use in y-axis, and duration after reclamation in x-axis. This for forest and pastoral land use, and similarly, duration after reclamation on the x-axis, and nitrogen concentration for forest and pastoral land use for four different depth, as I mentioned earlier. For 0 to 5 and 5 to 15, centimeter depth, soil organic carbon increased with reclamation age in both forest and pastoral land use. And that trend was similar for nitrogen concentration as well. This figure shows the carbon and nitrogen sequestered in reclaimed mine soil, carbon sequestration in forest and pastoral land use in different components of ecosystem. And similarly here, nitrogen sequestered in forest and pastoral land use in different components of the ecosystem. And here we can see that forest land use, the carbon sequestered in forest land use is mostly, largely dominated by above ground biomass. We estimated ecosystem carbon nitrogen pool by estimating carbon and nitrogen from soil biomass, both above and below ground biomass, and carbon and nitrogen also from water, for, especially for forest. So this figure shows the duration after reclamation on the x-axis, and ecosystem carbon pool in forest and light pastoral land use, and similarly ecosystem nitrogen pool for forest and pastoral land use. Here, ecosystem carbon pool was about 125 megagram per hectare at 25 years of reclamation. But in case of pastoral land use, the ecosystem carbon pool was only about 40 megagram per hectare in pastoral. So forest land use, ecosystem carbon pool in forest land use was about 200% more than the pastoral land use. But ecosystem nitrogen pool was about 3,500 kg per hectare in forest and about 3,000 kg per hectare in pastoral land use, which is about 25% more in forest. So to conclude my presentation, the correction for old carbon and inorganic carbon are necessary in estimating the soil organic carbon from mine soil. The accumulation of ecosystem carbon and nitrogen pools were high after 10 to 15 years of reclamation, but it slowed down after 25 years of reclamation. Soil organic carbon and nitrogen accumulation occurred mainly in the top 0 to 15 centimeter depth and increased significantly with the duration since reclamation. Therefore, the soil organic carbon and soil nitrogen pools at 0 to 15 centimeter depth could be used to estimate ecosystem carbon and nitrogen pools. Finally, increasing terrestrial carbon pools in forest and pastoral ecosystem is an important strategy for offsetting carbon dioxide emission, improving soil quality, and generating extra income by trading carbon credits in actual mine soil. Finally, I would like to acknowledge Ohio Air Quality Development Authority for providing funding for this work, and American Electric Power, Oxford Mining, Bean and Coal for providing access to their land for this research, and Boston Thurimal, Nick Johnson, and Nicholas Brooks for helping me analyze sample and collecting sample. Thank you very much.